This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the story's up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. It's exclusive. It's very important. Please get it out to everybody. Law enforcement source. Austin package bombs, pressure activated, assembled on doorsteps. Law enforcement leaks information to Infowars to protect the public. And we've added a little point on there that it's the same type of IEDs used in the Middle East by Islamic terrorists. We are not saying that's what it is. This is directly from law enforcement. I'm not going to say whether it's local or federal, but it is directly. This isn't like some police told us that are on the force. They heard this. This is directly from the people in the house. And it's why they shut down some of the neighborhood and searched a bunch of houses, was because they believe that they've got some evidence that it may be somebody right there nearby. The particular one here in southeast Austin, here in Austin. So that, you know, I'll be reading some of that coming up in the next segment. Roger, I'm not frustrated with you. Were we able to find the Joey Behar clip? Thank you. I gave it to him on short notice. I get Russiagate sickening. I see it when I open up a computer or just open up a news feed or my iPhone. They force feed mainstream news onto my iPhone, as they do everybody. You know, force feed it in the airports. I was in the airport and saw Roger Stone caught. He was with WikiLeaks. I remember you saying, you know, I'm trying to, you know, find out what they've got in WikiLeaks. Like everybody else was asking. It was the biggest story in the country. Everybody, thousands of newspapers reporting. But like you said, you never talked to Assange. The only text messages out there that they put out are them saying after the fact, when you're like trying to get them to come out and point they never talked to them, they say, we're not even going to talk to you to say that. We've never talked to you. So we know that. You got Hillary getting hundreds of millions of dollars from the Russians, all the rest of it. And I get now, it's in the front of the paper, you know, Stone in trouble, Stone caught. And it's these hoaxes, just like they did with General Flynn with Joy Behar. Remember this? Here it is.
Back to the show.
Breaking news.
Oh, my God. Oh, breaking news. ABC News Brian Ross is reporting Michael Flynn promised full cooperation to the Mueller team and is prepared to testify that as a candidate, Donald Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians.
Yay! I had people confront me in Colorado and in Austin at the airport saying, you're going to prison. Roger Stone's going to prison. You know, Flynn admits you're Russian agents. And they still remember that and think it's real. And because they put it out on every news channel in the country. So I get it, Roger. Here's the problem. You're not going to affect libtards that want to believe this stuff. You understand?
No, I fully understand. But what it's interesting, Alex, is that we're both under the same assault where they use the phony lawsuit to try to bankrupt you, where they use an army of lawyers.
You're being sued by Obama's law firm he set up to take down Trump. They formed a new national security group to counter us. And I mean, yeah, so people should know. The globalists, who do they hate? They hate us, and why do they hate us?
Well, and John Brennan, James Clapper, Susan Rice, they filed an amicus brief in the case against me, which says something innocuous like, the Russians often use political consultants to do their dirty work. No evidence, of course.
Well, that's it. You're guilty. And yeah, these are the people illegally spying on Trump who got caught lying about it and then found no evidence.
But this is the new journalistic standard. A person can say, Alex Jones said, and they don't need any underlying proof or evidence. That is their case.
The whole EEOC thing. 4 years ago, there were pictures of bodybuilders in an editing studio because they were editing a bodybuilder shoot for Super Male Vitality. And that's gay grooming. Headline, Jones is a gay groomer. Yeah, and then people read the article, they read the thing, and it goes, bodybuilders? Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's the same thing as when they say, Roger Stone said he flew to London and met with Julian Assange when my passport shows nothing of the kind. They can say anything about us, and then that becomes their evidence and proof. It's a new standard.
Well, we got to start striking back. And so I told the lawyers, I said, we're getting ready to sue Brokaw, and we got to sue all these other people. I'm going to come back just briefly because we have Gavin McGinnis coming on, but I want to ask you, what the other big news is, what the next big shoe to drop is. We also have Morning Joe that kicked you in the guts with lies, you know, when they're not busy taking care of the dead interns. freaking out over Trump inspecting the wall that's about to be built. There's so much coming up. And then you're going to host the fourth hour, Roger Stone, Gavin McGinnis, former head of psychological warfare of the State Department, Dr. Steve Pachinik, and more. InfoWars.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Founded the front lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Set a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and broadcasting worldwide, finishing up with former head of the Trump campaign, Roger Stone, who they are so angry at. They've accused him of being a Russian agent with no evidence. They've accused me of being a Russian agent with no evidence. And it just comes down to the lawsuits. And so I'm not here pitching products because I just want to get a bigger house or a bigger car. I need to beat these people, as everybody knows. They are all over the news saying, we want to take Alex Jones off the air. They, you know, from Sadiq Khan to the head of YouTube, we are to the CEO of News Corp, saying we want to first take him off the air, and then we're going to take everybody off. This is all admitted. I told you that a month ago. It's all happening, as you see. This is it. Georgetown suing us, you name it. So InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, go there. Get the T-shirt of the month. Trump, Pence, 2020 with the new slogan, Keeping America Great. I haven't even done an ad for that. I'm so busy. That's a one-month limited edition shirt. It's gone in just a few weeks. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. MycoZX Plus. It doesn't just target the bad bacteria. It goes up to the yeast, the mold, the candida. And it's now stronger and it's less. 50% off because we did a big year contract with them and even brought the price down on an already best-selling product with thousands of four-star reviews. What's amazing is Myco ZX Plus has only been out for like a week and it's already got 800. The old Myco had thousands. This is really game-changing because, again, it's not just the bacteria in the gut. It's the yeast, the mold, the candida. That needs to be removed. You owe it to yourself to get it, funds the operation. Roger, you're going to be hosting in 50 minutes. I'm going to get to Gavin McGinnis here, and I really appreciate you joining us. In closing, I've been asking the questions here. What other tidbits about the blue wave, Pennsylvania? We know the Democrats always have people vote the names of dead people. If this Republican, it looks like, is only lost by less than 1,000 votes, that means they stole the election there. I mean, we know Democrats steal everywhere. They got caught in Roy Moore with more votes in precincts than there are registered voters. So that commission Trump's got, we've got to get that moving because I think the Republicans will keep the House and the Senate, but not if we let the Democrats engage in massive election fraud.
Well, this was a Republican district. The president carried it by 12 points. Our candidate was not the strongest candidate. A good guy, but not very telegenic. Their candidate was probably a better candidate. Special interest, Soros, the hard left poured millions, probably as much as $25 million in this little rural, relatively rural, suburban, I should say, congressional district. And Trump has bucked the overall trend in special elections. The historical trend is the party in power, regardless of the situation, loses special elections in the wake of a presidential campaign. The president has won most of them, I think virtually all of them. This one appears to have been lost by a handful. And yes, it would be fair to suspect foul play. It should certainly be examined. In these lawsuits, Alex, I know the costs. My costs are up to $500,000 to fight the phony lawsuits. You're looking at millions of dollars, ultimately, to fight the lawsuits against you and against InfoWars, because they're designed to silence you and shut you down. I tell my friends, look, even if you're not in the market for a T-shirt or you don't want the super blue fluoride-free aligner products right now, there's a donate button at the InfoWars.com store. If you just want to help the fight for freedom, if you like what we're doing here, and you're not just don't happen to be in the market for products because you've already got them or you're on auto ship, you can just go to the donate button and send us $25, $100, $150, $200. We're looking at massive, massive legal costs to fight the globalists and fight the effort to just shut us down. So if you love InfoWars, hit that donate button.
Exactly. We don't have the Annenberg and CPB and Rockefeller Foundation funding us. We have the listeners doing it. And we're taking Soros and the globalists and Obama suing you, saying you're a Russian agent, and they're suing us with all this frivolous stuff. We're winning is why they're targeting us. But people need to know this is the war for this republic. This is it. So just briefly, we're going to Gavin McGinnis, Roger Stone. You're coming up in about 45 minutes or about 50 minutes, close to the fourth hour, and you'll be on the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Let me ask you this question. What do you see in your crystal ball in 2018, and what do we need to do to make sure we keep a majority and keeping America great again?
Well, here is the key. I still believe that sometime in September, Mr. Mueller will issue a report that says the president broke some law, process, whatever, perjury, obstruction, something, not Russian collusion, interestingly enough. The Democrats will then run on that in October. They have no platform. They have no program to restore prosperity or address the trade balance or make our country safer by fixing our immigration system or a plan for economic revitalization or to rebuild the infrastructure. They have no plan at all. They're running on one simple plank. We hate Donald Trump. We want to remove him. Republicans have to run on jobs and prosperity and an expanding economy. Country Club Republicans who run away from Donald Trump will do so at their own peril. Run with the president. We have the winning message. They do not have the winning message. I'm actually optimistic about 2018 with this exception. If they strangle the access of the alternative media, InfoWars, first and foremost, the Daily Caller, Breitbart, Town Hall, Gateway Pundit, the robust, vibrant alternative media, then that puts us at a disadvantage.
That's right. Roger Stone, thank you so much. Thank you. I mean, this is just an incredible time to be alive right now. Thank you, Roger. Now, I want to go to Gavin McGinnis, who's going to be joining us until about 40 after or so. Then Dr. Steve Pachinik is going to get into Tillerson, the CIA, these attacks on free speech, how the globalists are trying to derail the country. Gavin McGinnis hosts a Get Off My Lawn, of course, that goes out on the Internet and some TV stations across the country at CRTV.com and the great work they're doing. And I also like the hat he's wearing, Make Frogs Straight Again. So a little ode to the whole meme they set up with us, as I warned about the gender-bending chemicals in the water. That's totally admitted fact. But they say I should also be taken off the air for spreading that truth. But Gavin McGinnis, I got a lot of questions, a lot of things to cover. But what is first in your rocket launcher today?
A comedian named Matt Lieb did. I actually discussed it on my show tonight. And he's adamant that George Soros is not a Nazi. All George Soros did was lead the Nazis to Jewish homes so they could be exterminated. And all he ever did was say that was the happiest time of his life. But besides that, he's not a Nazi. Yet you have all these Jewish...
I've got to stop you because we didn't have your audio on for like 5 seconds. I apologize. Start over, my friend.
All right. Here's what I can't stop thinking about today. So George Soros, according to AJ Plus, according to some washed-up comedian named Matt Lieb that I just saw, did a video about this. George Soros, according to the left, is not a Nazi. I know that he led the Nazis to Jewish homes where they were then exterminated. I know on 60 Minutes he said that was the happiest time of his life. We know that he doesn't identify with Judaism. He's an atheist and his dad hated Jews. But he's not a Nazi. However, anti-globalists such as Alan Dershowitz, Dennis Prager, Ben Shapiro, as Levant, all of these Jewish anti-globalists, well, they are Nazis, you see. And it's amazing the pretzel that they can twist their own logic into when it comes to this ridiculous Nazi allegation.
You know, I've got the compilations. We'll play it when we come back from break of him saying it was the best time of his life. He's not ashamed of it, blah, blah, blah. He wrote his autobiography, one of the earlier ones. He thought he was the Messiah but didn't believe in God. He's in the WikiLeaks wanting to overthrow Israel and turn it over to Hamas. And then we've got the young turd guy, and we've got CNN and all of them saying, I'm a liar, need to be taken off the air for attacking a Holocaust survivor, George Soros.
Yeah, he's a Holocaust survivor. He was a Holocaust survivor the way Goebbels was a Holocaust survivor. He was not a survivor. He was a facilitator. And to say that he reluctantly helped the Nazis, you might as well say that about half the Nazis. You think they were all enthusiastically jumping into that war? He is in the same boat as most Nazis.
And wait a minute. Are you going to tell me that Hitler wasn't a Holocaust survivor?
Pardon me?
I mean, next they're going to say Hitler was a Holocaust survivor.
Yeah. Have you seen this now, this video? It's all about how globalist is an anti-Semitic term. And part of their argument is just you yelling about globalists. There's no other rationale to it. They just go, it's an anti-Semitic term. Here's Alex Jones yelling. And you go,
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we're talking to Gavin McGinnis, comedian, reporter, founder of Vice Television. And I'm glad he brought this up because I usually ask a bunch of questions when he's on. He just covers topics I bring up. I'm glad he brought this up because they're saying that Trump's anti-Semitic when he talks about globalism. When globalism is run by the communist Chinese and unelected Juncker in the EU, who is the grandson of the richest Nazi in Nazi Germany, the Juncker bombers, the Juncker industrial family, they were the richest. So when it came for private citizens, they were the top Nazis. His father was a Nazi. So you've got all these globalists, and then they say it's anti-Semitic to say globalism when George Soros is one of the top globalists in the world, and he wants to overthrow Israel. So this is the sick mind of the left, where they're saying, I deserve to be sued, I deserve to be taken off the air because I'm bullying people, but then they're saying I'm anti-Semitic, and Tom Brokaw says I'm a big racist. So here's some of the clips that Gavin McGinnis was talking about, where Soros said it was the best time of his life. He's not ashamed at all. You know, he'd do it again, and he helped round up Jews. Here it is.
It's the claim that the August protest was some sort of left-wing plot. Who, you might ask, would say something so offensive? An elected representative who's serving right now in the U.S. Congress.
And look at the background. George Soros is one of those people that actually helps, you know, back these individuals. Who is he?
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
Was it difficult?
Not at all.
Do you think George Soros funded the neo-Nazis who marched in Charleston?
Wouldn't it be interesting to find out?
These conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones.
Is this lost on anyone? George Soros is a famous Nazi collaborator.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so I got a bunch of topics to cover in this segment next with Gavin before Dr. Steve Pachinik joins us, but I'm glad he brought this up because I've gone during the break and watched the video he's talking about. There's a huge PR campaign by MSNBC, CNN, ABC News, the Young Turds, with their, you know, genocidal name, the Young Turks, for genociding Christians. All of this, and Trump points out, after they made it a controversy, well, you know, Mr. Cohn was a globalist. He's not a nationalist, so he's gone now. You know, we're America first. We're not transferring power to the TPP. So now, what do they do about world government that's in trouble? They say we're anti-Semitic, but it's insane. So what do you think of this PR campaign to give George Soros a facelift?
Well, it's a bizarre move, but Soros is very powerful. You know, Ezra Levant called him out for this Nazi thing many years ago, and Ezra has been in lawfare with, I'm convinced, with Soros-funded people ever since. But the irony of all this is, you know where that 60 Minutes reporter got his information from? George Soros. If you want to know about his Nazi involvement, check out his books. He's the one who let the cat out of the bag. I'm sure it's something he deeply regrets now, but he let the cat out of the bag.
Oh, no, I've been told that's why I've been sued 12 times by Democrats, is that Hillary's butt hurt and then leave George Soros alone. No, I'm going to start having giant conferences about the Nazi collaborator George Soros, and I'm calling for his arrest. So keep suing, brother. I'm never giving in. I love it. Let's go.
Woo! You know, if you get an argument for a 14-year-old trying to survive, okay, I can get with that. But how about the whatever that was, the 65-year-old, 75-year-old talking about how he doesn't regret it. I was just saying to my buddy today, I beat up David McIntosh in fourth grade. I threw him in the creek that goes by our school. I feel bad about that. But David McIntosh lived, and he received zero Zyklon B in my grade school. George Soros was responsible for, I don't know how many
thousands.
Dozens.
He was, thousands. He was a collaborator and then said, I feel good about it. I'd do it over again. Someone else would have done it. It's a very sociopathic statement. If an enemy took over my country and said, help us round up fellow Americans and we'll kill you, I wouldn't do it. But it just shows the leftist mentality. And then now, but you know, next they're going to say, did you know it was actually George Soros killed Hitler? Fine, I'll go with Soros what he wants. Soros is actually Captain America, and he actually fought Hitler and defeated the Nazis.
You know what's really going on here? Once again, it's their identity politics. And you say something bad about a group like globalists, and they go, well, a lot of globalists are Jews, so you hate Jews. And you go, no. I am an idea man. We are ideas people, and our idea is nationalism. Someone else's idea is globalism. I don't care what group, what kind of people are on either side. I don't deal in that. I don't deal in identity politics. I deal with ideas, and my idea is the West is the best. America is the greatest nation, and I want to protect this nation. I don't want open borders. I don't care what color, what religion, what specifics other people have. All I care about is those ideas. Western chauvinism.
If you're pro-America, pro-Western, pro-success, pro-freedom, you can be purple. We love you.
Come on in.
But instead, the left are the ones sowing racism and division. And I mean, I'm sure you've seen it. Apple's taken Easter off of their calendar and said, yeah, you bet we have. And then it's just they're going, why do they hate Christians? Why do they? But then they always want to get into the countries that have the Christian ethos.
Yeah, it's a bizarre thing. I'm convinced it's daddy issues. You know, these children are all the children of divorce. They're mad at dad. I mean, they're mad at anti-Semitism when it's a white male because a white male reminds them of their dad. They're not mad when it's Reverend Wright or Louis Farrakhan or Linda Sarsour or basically all of Islam. They don't mind it then. So they're not about ideas. They're about who's saying the idea. And the common thread seems to be guys who look like you and me. And who else looks like that? Their dad. So we're dealing with petulant children who are still butthurt about a divorce that 50% of the country goes through. Grow up, baby.
By the way, I used to think you were wrong about this theory 2 years ago, but now when leftists walk up to me and say, F you, they go, F you, why do you have so many kids? F your family in front of me. Or they say, oh, where's your family? I'm by myself. When my, you know, my kids are with me 75% of the time, and I'm glad they're, you know, with their mom, son, whatever, fine. The point is that they're pissed I have a family, and they are pissed. And it's usually weird white males who are gay. And again, I'm not against gay people, but it's like half the time it's an old white woman or it's gay guys screaming, F you, Nazi, and F your family. Why do you have kids? And I guess I don't understand it. I don't know what happened to these people.
Well, I get so many attacks at my marriage and my wife. And they talk about my imminent divorce. They can't wait till I'm divorced. And I think, my wife's not political. Why do you care about my marriage? Why are you so vested in the idea that my family would fall apart? They love that idea. And look what they did to Pamela Geller. Two men died on their way to murder her. She had her own security shot dead. Two men trying to kill her. And then that chick, whatever her name is, Taylor Lawrence or something, happily doxes her children, who are, again, apolitical, and puts their lives in danger. So now jihadists want to kill these two
young girls. The left are total bullies, and they use jihadis as their enforcers, and they say, we're bullies, and call for our free speech to be shut down. They are. So why? I'm going to come back and ask you. Beyond the daddy issues, it's like a cult of destroying the family. First started happening like 5 years ago. If I had three children then, I'd be in Whole Foods. It's when we walk over and go, you got too many kids, it's hurting the earth. And what it is they're miserable, alone weirdos who cannot stand seeing flyover country with swimming pools and cars and life and strong and, you know, and happy. Well, we're happy. We're red-blooded. Get used to it. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
And it's Gavin McGinnis of CRTV.com on Twitter at Gavin McGinnis. I'm Alex Jones on Twitter at Real Alex Jones and on YouTube with billions and billions of views. We now learn they're just deleting hundreds of videos a day of our 30,000+, so the numbers just going down from 2.5 billion to 1.5 billion. YouTube's blocking people being able to share our videos. I mean, but we're on 200 radio stations and over 100 TV stations now, and we've got more than 30 agreements back there of UHF, VHF, and cable stations. We're not going for my own glamour channel. where I have my own channel on cable, like Glenn Beck and others tried, but where UHF, VHF, and cable stations that want to put us on basic cable, because when you're on UHF, then by law, it ends up being on the basic cable. We're getting huge response already from the affiliates. It's really exciting. And so, you know, the George Soros lawsuits and the Democratic Party lawsuits and all that, they get thrown out. Their press release stunts to defame us in the court, because then that's protected. That's the one place you can defame people. You know, we're suing the white supremacist Jones because he says that no children died, here, and I never said any of that. And then it just sits there, and then it goes in the court, and I pay the lawyers, and it goes away. But now's the new phase where I do have to start suing the minions. Because, you know, you sue the big globalists, they're money launderers and do all other stuff, they don't care. But when you target the little minions, they start learning that, oh, Alex Jones sues the minions. Master, I know you're giving me money to do this and sign on to this, but what's going to happen to me? And so that's the deal, is you're going to get counterpunched. Gavin, you're making such a good point, because I remember reading 10 years ago the textbook used at the University of Texas that one of my listeners' daughters had going to school to be a social worker, and it said, the family's bad, it's arcane, we're going to get rid of it. Well, now they say that on the news. Now, you know, on Twitter and on MSNBC, their hosts say, Trump's bringing up family and churches, and that stuff's all gone. And then the goal to get rid of the family, the nuclear family, is bad. Well, that's the opposite of tolerance. I mean, that's going after it. So the religion of the left, the thing that binds them, is they really do hate families. And on average, whether they're gay or straight, liberals don't have children, unless they're poor liberals. That's more like just the people they control. But the average left, as we know, almost no one in the EU that's a communist or socialist has children. And so what is it? Because you're the guy that really harps not on the fact that they hate families. I know that. But it's their religion, and they really hate us for it.
Well, those people came up to you at the mall or the grocery store, and they said you have too many kids. Oh, okay. All right, let's talk about ideas. So your concern is overpopulation. Okay, let me look it up. Oh, it turns out that the American citizens, that they tend to have a population that's stationary or going down. The American population is going up, but it's almost all immigrants,
yes,
mostly Mexican, going up. So you must hate them then if you're against overpopulation. No, we love them. And you look at Time magazine, and it'll have one month, it'll say, don't have babies, we have too many babies, and I have all white babies in the picture. And then the next week, it will say, the new face of America, or the new face of Europe, or the West is turning brown. And they'll talk about how great it is to have refugees. And you realize, oh, you're all about identity politics and the individuals involved and what race they are. We're involved in ideas. And what's kind of fun about that is their stupid idea is not to breed and not to have families. Our stupid idea is to breed like rats, and they are going to be extinct. Our children are not going to have to deal with these annoying childless lesbian feminists, because they're all going to be gone. They're the dodo birds.
And by the way, I have nothing against lesbians. I don't think my wife doesn't, okay? I'll be sitting there, and we'll be at a restaurant, and it's just, these poor folks are so uptight. Why are lesbians so uptight?
You look at, this is a separate thing, but I can't help but notice gay men are always dancing around in short shorts. Lesbians are always grumpy in ill-fitting denim pants.
Exactly.
It's got to be sex. Male gays get laid more, and getting laid apparently makes you happy, because there's no one grumpier than a lesbian.
Well, I'll just say it without getting, it's a family show. In my experience, lesbians are people that have had a bad experience with men in their life, and most women grow out of it, and that's just my experience, and then they get real happy when they get a man. And in fact, what would you say, I mean, you know a lot about this, I know you've talked about it if you want to get personal, but I mean, how many men are married to a former lesbian? I mean, let's just get honest about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, you always say, well, we used to call them lugs in college, lesbian until graduation. And it's easy to be bisexual when you're young and gorgeous and female, and all you got to do is make out with another hot chick when you're drunk. But hanging out with an obese 40-year-old lesbian and tending to your garden, that's a little less rock and roll. And, the numbers dwindle drastically. But why does this tiny population, this tiny group of sexless, depressed, old, chubby dykes control so much of the political narrative? Why are entire elections dedicated to something as irrelevant as gay marriage? We're really, it's like the tyranny of the minority.
And by the way, I'm not against Hillary, because she's a lesbian and has her daughter as a beard with Webster Hubble. I don't like her because she's evil and corrupt and a warmonger. And then you hear about the stories with her with the young women that don't like it. And then she's climbing about chauvinism and stuff, but she's way more chauvinistic and more abusive than probably even Bill. I mean, the word on her is she smacks those chicks around. She smacks men around, Secret Service, FBI, you name it.
Oh, Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is, it's Bill Clinton with the giant sunglasses saying, I'm a real klutz.
Yeah, she hit him with an ashtray in front of the Secret Service and knocked his ass down. I mean, I'll give it to her. Yeah. She's meaner than hell. And reportedly, she just bowls in to women and goes, Tuts, get in the bed, bitch. Though. You know, sorry, go ahead.
As far as lesbians go, I appreciate her taste. Uma Evidin is my cup of tea. I like the way she ages. I like her long hair, her big lips. I think Hillary and I have the same taste in chicks.
Come on, your wife does not look like an emaciated goldfish.
I wish. She will, with enough plastic surgery. We're going to spend the money.
Well, the word is, you know, Hillary smacks them around. So, I mean, but what is it about statistically lesbians? There was a bunch of articles saying I'm making this up. It's in the crime statistics. Mill Pagley has talked about it. Why are lesbians the highest rate of suicide and the highest rate of domestic violence?
I think a lot of lesbians are playing house. And so the man of the relationship comes home with his wife beater and his pompadour. He's been working on his car.
No, that's it. They're lesbians because daddy beat her up. He wasn't a good daddy, but that's what she thinks daddy acts like.
Right. They're playing the role of dad, and they're choosing this 1950s archetype, this post-war tough guy.
That the left created that isn't even real.
Yeah, some weird mechanic in a wife beater is like, hey, where's my dinner? You better get that beer on my hand right now. Why don't I have a beer on my hand? And you go, that's a weird archetype that we never really were. But okay, you run with that while you play dress up. It's funny how they hate the family, yet they can't wait to mimic it in some way.
And again, CPS kids taken from their parents so that the other gay couples can have your kid.
Yeah.
It's almost like Planet of the Apes, like the families, the poor families are running, and here comes the government, especially in San Francisco or places, it's in the news, and it's like nets over the families, and they just grab the kids, and it's like we're just, oh, I guess they're the new ruling class, I guess.
Well, Saul Alinsky laid all this out, too. It's always like, make radical and weird and perverse normal, then destroy gender, then destroy the family, then attack Christianity. All of this is well documented by Pat Buchanan. It's all about chipping away at the West and destroying it so you can rebuild it from scratch in your own image, just like George Soros wants to do. It all comes back to this globalist plan of be pro-Nazi, be pro-anti-Nazi, be pro-chaos, get them all fighting, burn America to the ground, and now we can build it back up and all speak in Esperanto, like his dad taught him to do, by the way, and we can all be one language, one people, where Soros and his cronies decide who gets electricity, who gets water, what cell phone we use. That's
wow.
The way it is in the globalist.
You are on fire, Gavin McGinnis, and that's right. They couldn't get Esperanza through, though I saw a lot of that in Seattle. So now it's just they're attacking all language, saying it's racist, and then you can only use the language they say is okay, and then sue all investigative journalists. It's incredible. Please come on more often, my friend, and come on the War Room and come on with David Knight in the mornings because you're awesome, and I appreciate you. CRTV.com, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Gavin, thank you so much, my friend, and my son, big fan, says hi.
Thanks, sir. It's an honor.
Wow, and I'm going to tell you, a rock star at the high schools around here. That's why we're winning. We'll be back. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you're suffering from backaches and arthritis, safe, soothing, odorless Topperson Pain Relief Cream is for you. Topperson will also help your everyday aches and pains, joint pain, muscle cramping, and much more. Topperson is so sure you'll find our products beneficial, we're offering a 100% money-back guarantee. Topperson Pain Relief Cream is available at CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and at thousands of independent pharmacies and natural markets. Pain-free, live-free. Topperson. Rub it in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Segment in the next with Dr. Steve Pachinik. Then we've got Roger Stone coming in, but I think we may co-host a little bit with him. I got so many questions for Dr. Steve Pachinik, best-selling author, wrote books with Tom Clancy, produced big movies, worked at the State Department, did a lot of covert action stuff, overthrowing governments, you name it. And he's given us a lot of good intel. I want to know about why Tillerson's out. Stone said it back in December. Then he said he'll be gone by March. He actually gave you by early March is what he said. Tillerson's gone. What does that mean? What does it mean about Pompeo coming in? And then, I don't make about us, but my God, they are everywhere saying get rid of conservative, libertarian free speech, pre-control it. People that question official narratives must be banned. My lawyers, some of them are some of the best lawyers in the country on defamation, they said this new thing filed by Georgetown law probably will be thrown out just because there should be congressional hearings since it's taxpayer funded at that law school. It's a private school, but the law school's taxpayer mainly funded. And they said it's defamation in the suit on purpose and is a stunt. And it calls for the end of the First Amendment and prior constraint and inverts Supreme Court rulings. So my lawyer said this: if this passed, it would repeal. If they prevail, it will repeal the First Amendment. And we've got the head of YouTube calling for it, all of it. So I want to talk about both those areas and where we are as a republic. Where do you want to start first?
Where we are as a republic, we're doing quite well. The fact that Rex Tillerson was leaving, Roger's correct, we've known that for well over half a year to a year. We've prepared for that in terms of providing Pompeo, who was number one at West Point. He was one of them, number one at Harvard, and we knew that he could work with Trump in a much better emotional alliance than Rex Tillerson. But I must say, Secretary of State Tillerson is an elegant man, incredibly bright, incredibly effective. I'm sorry to see him go, and I'm sorry to see the way he was going, because I would treat this man with the utmost respect. He reminds me of James Baker, a very solid American and an incredible asset to this country. I would hope that he would continue as being an advisor of some sort. But I understand what Trump is doing. Trump will be getting rid of McMaster soon, the national security advisor. And we, in turn, in the military and the intelligence world, would appreciate if he picked Lieutenant General Nakasone, who's head of Cyber Command and was a student and a deputy to General Keith Alexander. And what would happen isn't that we would have more military, we would have more effective technological advancement at the national security level. At the same time, we have a new DCI. She's a woman. I understand she's very highly regarded. I don't know her personally. Gina has. She has a history of being involved under Clinton in rendition, interrogation, and torture. I'm not for that. I was against it, as you well know. However, having said that, I will not stop her nomination on that basis, because if you go after her, then you have to go after her boss, Jose Rodriguez, who was head of the counterterrorism office. And if you go after him, then you have to go after John Brennan. And if you go after John Brennan, then you have to go after Obama and Bush Jr.
Sure, it's selective to burn a middle-level person when they were following orders.
Correct. And basically, she was given a legal waiver on that. I was told that it was legally allowed at that particular point in time. From a point of view of effectiveness and morality, I don't agree with it. I would hope she would explain it to the Senate committee and explain why it was done and why she will not continue to do that. Torture and rendition is not effective. Ironically, rendition came in under Clinton, Bill Clinton. They never said anything about it. And the torture interrogation came in by the biggest draft dodger I've ever met. That was Cheney and Bush Jr. So you have all these cowards who come forth and become a manifest, a macho man, at a time when we don't need it and it's not very effective. But our moral stain will be clean if we keep on doing and avoid the things we did in the past. As for the economy, it's doing well. I think there are certain other people who will have to leave. I agree with Trump. David Shulkin of the VA has been a disaster for the past year. I've complained about him. I'm glad he may be picking Rick Perry to take over, but the VA has been poorly run, very ineffectual. 25 psychiatrists left the Sepulveda VA. He had no idea what he was doing, this physician, Shulkin. And unfortunately, a lot of the veterans now are going to be at the behest of people who really don't know how to treat PTSD.
They okay, shifting gears out of that, because I think you're just kind of giving a general rundown of what you think how Trump's doing. What about, I'm sure you've noticed, CNN going after our sponsors, CNN trying to get us shut off the Internet, hundreds of newspapers a day saying, ban me, I'm a Nazi, get me off, prior constraint, Georgetown law, lawyers never seen this, filed a suit, they say, to basically set a precedent to ban people that question official narratives. They put all these lies in there. I'm told Soros is funding a bunch of this. What do you make of this giant assault?
I think it's an absurd, non-significant assault, although it creates a lot of problems. The actual thrust of the assault has no basis in reality. As you know, anyone who would question 9/11 would have to explain many things, as they did Sandy Hook, as they did the things that came on in Florida, the three false flags. The truth of the matter is, once they attack you, they've attacked millions of us Americans who've said, look, the official narrative or the narrative presented by CNN or MSNBC and the New York Times is not correct. And in fact, what would happen is once they go into court and you do go to court, people like myself would be happy to explain why technically it was impossible for the Arabs to attack our country and why, in fact, this was a 9/11. Why, in fact, Alex Jones has been able to express the feelings of those in the intelligence community as well as the military community. In other words, what I'm saying to your adversaries, beware of what you want because you may well end up with a real problem and a real headache. Soros is what we call a Judenrat. He's a Jew rat. We've had a lot of those people. The Hungarians overall, the Jewish Hungarians, were never really rounded up as much as the Poles, myself, my family, 96% of who were exterminated. The Hungarians towards the end of the war all fled to Switzerland, and a guy like Soros is classical a Judenrat. He's a slime bag. I've seen him at the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a despicable individual, and this is what happens in a world where you have the rat, the Jew rat, who comes to the forefront and makes a point of it. All he does is to illustrate how disgusting he is and what happened to many Jews who were in fact involved in the Nazi Holocaust. One is Heydrich. None of the Germans, neither the Israelis, want to admit that Heydrich was a Jew. His father was a famous musician. Heydrich was a violinist. He was very much of a Jew. The first town that they attacked in Austria was where Heydrich lived, and he was then in charge of the extermination of Jews. So
you're talking about the blonde beast?
Yes, that's exactly right. And so this gets into a very serious problem where the history of anti-Semitism is distorted. But more importantly, what's not been brought up in that history is exactly what happened to you. There's no mention of the fact that Hitler first took out Lutheran ministers. The reason for that is the Lutherans were the predominant voices of Christianity in the North. Very little was ever said that Lutheran ministers were exterminated in Puppendalkau. Then he went after the Catholic priests who were in the south part of Bavaria, and they were exterminated until Pope Pius XII made a statement. That's why you have the Sound of Music. That was not an accident. You had Catholic Austrian nobility that was exterminated, and no mention is made of that. So Christianity was also exterminated. You have 30 million Slavs.
Sure, right? Hitler was big-time anti-Christian. He was an occultist and into all sorts of other insanity. So looking at this, so
what I'm saying now is the fascism that you saw, I predicted would happen a year ago. When the fascism of the left comes in, or wherever you want to call it, when suddenly political correctness becomes the norm of our speech and the norm of our thinking, you already have the basis of fascism. When we, in fact, contradict that, we are the opposite to fascism, which is the liberalism. The irony is there has been a total switch in positions between the so-called liberals who become the fascists and we who have been called the conservatives. We believe in free speech. We will not censor anybody on the basis of their religion, their color, or any other state.
And they're now expanding off the universities with their laboratories of ending free speech to the rest of the country and admitting it. It is such a bold launch, such a bold attack, and I don't think it's going to work because it's creating a Streisand effect.
Well, let me tell you what happens. Having attended three different elite universities, Cornell University, Cornell Medical School was implicated in all kinds of sadistic activity.
Hold on, stay right there. Back in 2 minutes, I want to get into this because Georgetown, which is the biggest CIA recruiter, is quarterbacking, trying to end.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.